Hello again, I'm Adrian Finnegan in Doha with the headlines on Al Jazeera. South Korea says that North Korea has fired a ballistic missile from a submarine. Japan's prime minister said that Pyongyang had fired two missiles. Fumio Kishida, who's in the middle of an election campaign, cancelled all his events and is returning to Tokyo to assess the situation. North Korea has conducted a series of weapons tests in recent weeks.
It is very regrettable that the country has continued launching missiles since last month. I'd rather not predict North Korea's intentions of firing the missiles from my point of view, but I think we must continue making efforts on grasping the situation and collecting information.
Colin Powell is being remembered as a trailblazing soldier and diplomat after his death from COVID-19 complications. He was 84. Powell was the first African-American to become chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and U.S. Secretary of State. Flags across the United States are being flown at half-staff. Kamala Harris, the first person of color to become the U.S. vice president, paid this tribute to Powell.
He broke so many barriers, and those barriers were not easy to break by any stretch. But he did it with dignity. He did it with grace. And because of what he was able to accomplish, it really did elevate our nation in so many ways. So may he rest in peace.
The State Department watchdog will review the end of the Biden administration's diplomatic operations in Afghanistan. The U.S. has been criticized for the chaos that followed the collapse of the previous Afghan government, which fell to the Taliban. The U.S. envoy to Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, has stepped down. Khalilzad led the Trump administration talks with the Taliban in Qatar, which resulted in the agreement for U.S. troops to leave. His deputy, Thomas West, has been named to take over. Ethiopia's Air Force has launched attacks against rebels in Mekelle, the regional capital of Tigray. A TV station controlled by the rebels said that three people were killed. And at least 43 people have been killed by attackers in Nigeria's Sokoto state. Gunmen stormed a market in Goronyo on Sunday, and their assault carried on into Monday morning.